I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be too kind of fun. Takes me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph, Jay, Trisha, Eric, the lovely Kathleen. And this music is brought to you by Joseph Jay's Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been taking dancing lessons?
Oh, yeah. My pony.
Yeah, look at that. He's on the table trying to imitate... Mm-hmm. Or emulate Thunder Down Under.
Dave, do I have the thunder?
You don't have the Down Under.
Okay, all right. Well,
we got the thunder.
We have the thunder from Down Under. And you know what? We're going to see if Kurt can give us some advice, or at least me some advice.
Yes.
That I can try to...
how to meet women, right?
Well, how to meet women. No, how to please them. How to please them.
Well, okay.
I'd say stop with the cheesy pickup lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't do any today. Sometimes they work. You're in studio today. Sometimes they work.
When did they work?
Well, we'll find out
from
Kurt. Yeah, he's still single.
We'll find out from Kurt if they work. Kurt Joseph, Thunder from Down Under, thank you so much for joining us.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Right. Hey, Trisha, how about that accent there, huh?
I like it.
She's smiling. She's smiling there. Well, I understand that it's ladies' night out across the country, or at least here in Phoenix next weekend. Talking Stick Resort, September 22nd through the 24th. You and your squad?
Yeah, I got six other guys coming with me. We're in Miami at the moment. We just finished a show up last night, so we're heading over there in a few days. And looking forward to seeing... all the ladies in Arizona to come out and see us.
And I understand that I'm reading it straight from the disclaimer. Yes, you're going to perform seductive dance routines that turn your wildest dreams into reality.
That's basically exactly how the show is. Yeah, it's a full 75-minute stage production that we have from Las Vegas. We bring that on the road, you know, it's dynamic choreography and costumes and a lot of crowd interaction. So it's a really fun night, yeah. So I suggest you come along if you don't have any plans.
Now, on Joseph's sake, do men show up too, just out of curiosity?
For my sake?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We'll
Anyone's welcome to our shows, you know, grandmothers, granddaughters, as long as they're, you know, 21. But,
you have to be 21, okay.
Yeah.
Men, women, whoever wants to come, they're more than welcome.
But do you usually find that the ladies will bring their boyfriend, husbands, or whatever?
Not very often, no, but the show is predominantly based for women, yes.
Okay.
but see, what I was talking about earlier is that, you know, guys can learn a lot from you and the other guys from Thunder from Down Under. Don't you agree?
Sort of, but I mean, you can just send your wife along. We'll warm them up and then send them home.
Yeah. Okay, that works too, right?
You need a woman first.
We'll put the hard work in.
You're going to warm up yourself.
All right, well...
So this is is this the same show, the same crew that does the show in Vegas, or is this a separate, like, traveling group?
It's a separate traveling group, and there's 26 of us in total, mm-hmm. And we do rotate. I mean, us guys do the Vegas show every couple of months. We'll go back and give those guys a bit of a break, because they do 7 nights a week outside of the Excalibur mm-hmm. Hotel and Casino mm-hmm. in Vegas.
Wow.
So they definitely need a break now and then, but... we're the touring group. We tour predominantly America, but we'll also do the world. We're heading over to Europe in a few weeks, so we're really looking forward to that.
That is really, really cool. Now, do you find no matter where you go, what country, what city in the United States or other countries in Europe, that women, they react the same?
No, they actually don't react the same. I mean, it was funny. We were in Hong Kong a few weeks ago, and these girls were like little Hong Kong, little Chinese ladies are going crazy, but then as soon as we get out of the showroom and we go to meet them at the meet and greet, there's like innocent little girls that are
wow.
very, very shy, but
really
inside the showroom they were not shy. No.
How about age by age? Do you find younger, older, are they all of them engaged about the same way towards the show?
Yeah, it's pretty across the board. I mean, the age from 21 to actually the oldest I've had at a show is 109 years old.
109?
Wow.
And how many dollar bills did she lose?
You don't lose them. Look,
well, we're not actually a tipping show. We don't engage in the tipping. As I said, it's a full stage production. That's up on the stage predominantly. We do jump into the crowd and get up and close and personal with the ladies, but tipping's not encouraged, you know.
Well, that's
we'd rather they spend their money on us. Sunday from Down Under merchandise. We got Callum.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I wanted to read again from the sheet here that I have. This is not, well, again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Kurt Joseph from, my name is halfway there, right?
Yes, Joseph,
right? Yeah, I'm Joseph. Mm-hmm. Kurt Joseph from Thunder.
That's about halfway there.
Thunder from Down Under. They're going to be Talking Stick Resort, September 22nd through 24th. And from the sheet here, Tricia, this isn't your typical show where you just sit and watch, but rather an interactive experience where the men not only perform on stage but bring up lucky ladies to join them for the fun.
Your voice
changed.
Yeah,
we bring up a few ladies during the show, and obviously we can't bring everyone up on stage, so we do make our way out into the audience and try to get as close up and personal to as many of you as possible.
So what specifically should I wear so that you know to pick me?
Something bright?
$1,000 I mean, bills all over you?
A bachelorette sash might help.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think you guys actually kind of have really truly made it a theatrical experience as well. You've got a lot of great lights going on, and you've got some great dance moves and stuff like that, I've heard.
Yeah, we do. And like the big standout, I think, for us is our costumes as well. The costumes are something that they've just gone down and bought at like a costume store. They're made specifically for that show from our tailor in Las Vegas. So that's a standout for me personally, what I think.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Now, is there any rules to the traveling group? Like, is it frowned upon to go out with women from the show? Are you allowed to, you know, or any other rules like that?
I mean, what the boys do after the show is up to their own discretion. Obviously, they're traveling the world. They might meet a lucky lady and take her out for a date. But there's not too many rules, no.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
One of the routines is Tarzan, but I know he's looking for his Jane. So.
Oh. Oh, very cool.
Wow. Well, and again, whoever
I think
this...
I would like that costume.
Okay, Dave, take note. But whoever wrote this press release here, as listen, they're going to be showing off their chiseled bodies, seductive dance routines, cheeky humor, and boy next door charm that you won't be able to resist.
Well, see, that's the whole package.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that is the whole package there. Yeah.
So it's really...
It's not sleazy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely not sleazy. It's not
Dave.
Like...
It's not a strip show, per se.
...going out and gyrating into girls' faces or anything like that. It is a bit more of an upper-class production.
So a lot more skills than one might appear. I mean, you got to be a great dancer, you got to be in great shape. And acting, too, right?
Yeah, the whole show is fully choreographed, so the dancing does take up a lot of time. And effort to get into the show. It's actually months of rehearsals before you actually get to go on stage.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it just over a year now.
Hmm. Wow, and what got you into this?
Well, like yourself, actually, I was a radio announcer back in Australia.
Oh.
And I got a call from the owner, and they needed a host of the show. So they said I fit the bill, so asked if I wanted to move to Las Vegas, and I was on a plane about 5 days later.
So there is a chance for me to go to the Thunder Down. I could be a Thunder Down Under person.
Well, the one thing that is required, you need to be an Australian citizen to be Thunder from Down Under. So
yeah, you can't. You're not from Down Under.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We can get
there's a couple of male reviews that are American. I'm pretty sure you can make your way into there.
Okay, all right. Oh. Yeah, we'll do that, Dave.
He hasn't seen you.
There should be like a reality show where it's like you know where we compete. And see who gets to be to join the
that would be great,
the,
right?
The review. Yeah.
Well, speaking of reality shows, we've actually got one filming us at the moment. So,
really?
That might be on TV soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Which channel?
It's just getting filmed at the moment. So until that gets piloted and taken by a network.
Excellent.
Yeah, might be on TV in the next 12 months. Excellent.
So yeah. Kurt, what have you personally learned doing this for a year? I mean, any interesting lessons, one way or the other?
Uh, keep my wits about myself when I'm running around a crowd full of thousands of women because, you know, nails are quite sharp. You do get injured now and then. A little bit of blood comes out when you're getting scratched. Girls, one of the guys got bitten on his nipple one night. They go crazy. They've got 75 minutes to go crazy for their night out, but they definitely make the most of it sometimes.
Well, it's wild and crazy. There's things.
Well, I guess the more drinking that goes on, maybe people get more emboldened.
Yeah,
it is. But we love it. It's exciting for us. The louder the girls are, and the more crazy they go, the more fun we have. We feed off their energy. So
as long as they keep their teeth to themselves.
Yeah.
Well, some of them might not.
What's the most crazy thing you've seen from the audience? Some of the women. Do they get crazy?
The craziest thing was in Mexico City about 6 months ago. We sell photos at the end of the night, so the girls have a chance to come up and get a photo in a frame with all the boys. And I basically just got rushed at the bottom of the stage, and I had about 400 women surrounding me. Literally trying to take my pants off. I was like, as security helping me out, it was pretty.
Oh my gosh!
But at the end of the day, it was all in good fun. We're having a bit of a laugh.
Wow. Do some of the women get crazy and they start taking off certain articles of clothing?
No, I actually haven't seen them take any articles of clothing off yet. No.
Now I am curious about this. And my son, because of what he does, is always surrounded by models and beautiful women. And it makes it very difficult in his personal life to be able to maintain a good relationship because invariably there's questions. The girls are concerned, even though he's very, 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 very loyal. Do you run into that?
Well, unfortunately, with our job, we really can't have a girlfriend. In the last 3 months, we've been to 8 countries. So we tour the world literally 365 days a year. We actually have Christmas off, and that's about it. So it's basically impossible for us boys to have a relationship because we're never in one place more than a day or two.
Now, I just want to. We have just a few moments left in the show, but minutes left in the show. But I want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with Kurt Joseph, one of the members of Thunder from Down Under. They're going to be out at the Talking Stick Resort. September 22nd through the 24th, you've got to make it out there. And I want to, because we kind of got away from all this, what I wanted to know from this interview, okay? I want to know
you, Joseph.
Well, no, how we can please the, of course, you're going to get them all,
he's
hot
a dancer,
ready
he's
for
not
us.
A sex surrogate.
I know, okay, but we can start with the sheet here says your chiseled bodies.
Well, that's the first step.
Yeah, so how do we get, what's
work
one...
Out?
Why are you telling me, Kurt?
Oh, yeah,
how do you give me some?
How do you maintain your physique especially with all the dancing that you're doing?
Yeah, well, the dancing is a lot of cardio. As I said, it's 75 minutes and it's nonstop. We don't stop. The boys are constantly on the run, so you get a lot of cardio work. We do hit the gym. Maybe try to get 5-6 days a week in the gym for an hour a day, but. There is a saying, and it's very true, and that is abs are made in the kitchen. So it's a lot of dieting.
Oh. And if there's one tip that you can give to...
to Joseph.
No. We have a question from someone on Periscope. Oh. If you how can you not be embarrassed by dance style? Say someone out there, man or woman, is they don't know that they're good at dancing. How do you get past that embarrassment?
I'm not too sure. I mean, all of us guys have got a little bit of a dancing background. So we've, in our own minds, I think we're pretty good. But I mean, we're not shy guys. We're all very outgoing and great personalities. And like your little memo sheet said, we are like the boy next door. We do get hired on personality before anything else. Because when you do travel the world with 6 other guys, if you've got a bit of an ego, that doesn't last too long on the show because we all end up like brothers and, an ego in a group full of 6 fully testosterone men isn't really welcome too much. So personality is a big thing for us.
And Kurt, final question of this segment. If we have time for that, but I want to know if you have one tip for our male listeners out there, how do you treat a woman? How do you get a woman to feel that they are special like you guys do?
I mean, it's just time and effort. We do a meet and greet after the show,
mm-hmm.
and it's we actually really thoroughly enjoy it. My favorite part of the show is coming out and meeting the audience and knowing that they had a great time, and we always get really lovely questions and answers. And actually had one lady a few months ago. She got brought up on stage, and she was a little bit overweight, and she got the confidence from coming up on stage in front of 2,000 people to go back home, and she said she felt so special. She actually lost like 100 pounds just because she got brought up on stage.
Wow.
And, she sent an email through, and she said to come into the show, as funny as it sounds, actually changed her life. She changed her lifestyle and everything just because of how confident she felt coming up on stage.
It's kind of a story
about how we made her feel.
There's kind of a story about an eight cow wife that I'll tell you guys.
That's awesome. I've heard of the eight cow wife. Yeah.
And of course, Kurt Joseph, thank you so much for joining us. Thunder from Down Under. It's Raining Men next week, so everyone check it out.
Everybody check it out at Talking Stuck Arena.
Yeah, definitely come check it out. And if you want to see us on Instagram, that's Thunder Vegas. So come and check out a glimpse of the guys you're going to be seeing.
Hey, thanks a lot. We're up against Heartbreak. We'll have you on again. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM KPHX. Have a-